If a person did something improper to a friend of his, it doesn't help to say, vidui, he has to do something to cause the other person to be moichulin. Even if he didn't do anything physically or monetarily, just insulted the other person, also he has to be mefaisin. If the first time doesn't go, then he should go second and the third time. He should go himself, try to advise him. If he knows that it will work better by sending somebody else to him, send somebody else. The bottom line is you should do it in a way that has a good chance to work. All 3 times he should take 3 people with him. After 3 times that he did this process, the other person doesn't want to be boichel him, then he doesn't have to go anymore. Says the Ramo, you should tell 10 people that it's mevakish mechila, so that at least should be mispalsim, should become public knowledge that this person did take what he did seriously and he tried to get mechila. If it's his Rebbe, given it's not the Rebbe he learned all the Torah from, but his Rebbe that he hurt his feelings, and he has to go multiple times till he's mispalsim. Says Rambo, "V'moichel aliyah afso milimchel." One should not be arozari. No, the person should be moichel. Kamuvan, if the person doesn't feel that he's moichel, he has to work on himself, because just to say you're moichel and you're not moichel, it's not good either. Imloishim mechavel teves mevak shemechil. If he sees that a person's mevak shemechil is too easily wants to get off the hook, then he shouldn't be moichel right away. Yeah, the rabbi should explain that. He should know how much pain I have from this. The other person should take it seriously. Ask for mechil of a leib shalom. If you publicize false and derogatory information about this person, then he's not mechuyev to be moichel the person because the ma'aseh he caused him this unlimited damage. The Shabbos says, even so, a person who has midas anova should be moichel even this. He won't lose out from that.